Christmas time.
I hate talking over this because I'm feeling very jazzy.
Yeah, don't talk over this. This is beautiful.
Well, it is Christmas time. A lot of people are going to be buying one another gifts. I haven't seen your list yet.
Big list, Wendy.
Did you put together a list?
No, I just do subtle hints throughout the year. Like, I'll say to my family, I want this really badly. This. Get me this.
And you jump up and down and point like a little boy?
Yeah.
I do almost all my shopping now online. I don't need to feel and touch anything. And if you're worried about the security of your online purchases, have we got a guy for you. Ethical hacker Jason Glassberg joins us again, co-founder of Kasaba Security. How are you, Jason?
Oh, very well, and happy almost holiday season to you folks. Nice to talk to you again.
Well, now is when it's starting. Next week, you were going to have the Black Friday sales,
yeah.
And now is the time where people start their shopping. And is there more cyber scams going on over the holidays?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, there's so much money and so many products purchased online, and the bad guys, of course, are aware of all this. And they'll take any opportunity to try and scam folks. And so, really, your best defense this year, as in past years, is just going to keep your wits about you. And, you know, always remember that if it seems too good to be true, it usually is.
But, Jason, it's holiday time. Who in their right mind would take advantage of us? It doesn't make sense. I don't believe you.
A bunch of Grinches, huh?
It's got to be the Grinches.
True.
Yeah.
It's true. And what's interesting is, of course, not only are the attacks getting more sophisticated and realistic, but we're seeing that, you know, it used to be a traditional, I want to get your credit card, right? I want to somehow be able to scam money off you. But nowadays, there's so much virtual transactions that people are targeting things like your airline miles, right? Or they're looking to take advantage of getting you V-Bucks for, you know, your online gaming. So it's not only dollars that people are looking for, it's all sorts of other kind of ephemeral, you know, internet transaction property.
All right. I have been getting a lot of emails from FedEx telling me, and it goes into my spam folder, and I just double check, and it says that they cannot, this is the last attempt to deliver my package. Mm. If I don't call them or log it, or I have to click on a link to arrange for a delivery. But here's the thing. I've got nothing coming. This is a huge scam, isn't it?
Exactly. You'll see them from FedEx, you'll see them from UPS, you'll see them from Amazon, right? And essentially, it's just an effort to collect your information and get your email address and potentially some login password, because many people nowadays have accounts with FedEx and UPS so they can get, you know, online texting of when packages arrive. So, yeah, it's just another case of the bad guys being able to craft these incredibly realistic emails and fool people into giving up information.
You mentioned a little while ago that they're not just after your credit card numbers, but they could be after things like your mileage, your airline mileage. How would they go about doing something like that?
Well, you know, usually the scam plays out like you'll get either an email or you'll get some kind of coupon in your social media feed that says, hey, you know, here's an introductory offer for this. Click on this link, and you'll be able to get, you know, $200 in V-Bucks or 5,000, you know, airline miles. Mm-hmm. And essentially, they'll be redirected to a website where they'll ask you, you know, quite harmlessly to log in with your account name, account number, and your password. And, you know, bam, the deed is done.
They got you.
The only suggestion I can say, and I'm pretty hard to fool, and I've almost fallen for these stupid FedEx ones and UPS, if they send you information, go ahead and log on to your account yourself. Open your browser and do it yourself.
Not through their link.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that good advice?
Yeah. Absolutely. And look, and quite frankly, don't forget these people all maintain telephone banks, right? And you can always call and find out if this is a legitimate offer. Up here, I'm in Seattle, and up here the breaking news has been there's big phishing attack that with the mortgage industry where people are getting these emails at the very last minute just before closing telling them that their escrow accounts and final deposits need to be redeposited in a different account. And so it's taken people for tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And really the solution is just call your broker, call the agent, call the person who's asking for this money and find out if this is a legitimate request.
I got yesterday, I got three calls, and you see the same area code as your phone number, your current phone number, and you see the first three digits of your phone number. And I never put two and two together until my kids say, Mom, they do that, because then you think you know who that is. It looks like it's coming from your area, and it's always about, you know, insurance that I inquired about, but I didn't inquire about. I have 30 blocked calls on my phone now. How does this keep happening?
Well, again, you know, people are always the bad guys are always looking for an avenue where you may let down your guard, right? And so by redirecting a call through a local area code, they feel it might be more trusted. Unfortunately, it's a lot easier just to hang up on somebody, but it certainly is annoying. there's no two ways about it. But again, it just shows that these people never stop, right? The bad guys are never going to stop. They're always going to be looking for an angle. And the unfortunate reality of life today is that, you know, again, you just have to keep your guard up.
Aren't there ways, though, Jason, and I don't know if anyone keeps track of this, but I'm trying to figure out what the success rate is of people who are hackers. You mentioned sometimes they take people for tens of thousands of dollars. I don't know if anyone's keeping track on what the success rate is. But isn't there a way to track some sort of a web address for where these scams are originating from, or is that impossible?
No, absolutely there is. The problem is the cost of committing the crime is so extremely low, right, that all it takes is a 1% or 2% hit rate for it to be successful, for this to be, you know, for it to be profitable.
Yeah.
To be able to change a website is a 5-minute operation, right? To be able to change your email address is another 5-minute operation. And so these guys can send out hundreds of thousands of emails at virtually no cost, and if one or two folks wind up sending money, it's pure profit.
We're talking with ethical hacker Jason Glassberg. He's co-founder of Casaba Security. You can visit casaba.com, CASABA.com. We're going to take a quick break, and then there's a new term that's coming up, and we will find out all about it. It's called shimming.
We'll talk about shimming.
Shimming, Coco Bop.
That's what they say, Wendy. Yep, it's so true.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah. Let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
It's my
okay,
time.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin.
I love Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin is online ordering some things, and we are talking with ethical hacker Jason Glassberg, co-founder of Casaba Security. You can go to casaba.com. Now, Jason, did we cover what the... I know there's skimming with credit cards. Every time I go to a gas station, I try and feel for something weird on the gas station slot. Is shimming any different?
Well, shimming is the evolution, right? And so what used to be a cover that the bad guys would put over a credit card slot has now been reduced to a very small paper thin piece of metal that they actually put in the slot. And so when you put your credit card in, it winds up reading your credit card information from the magnetic stripe. These devices are much more difficult to see. And so it's just yet another front on, you know, the war on consumer.
I have also seen stories in the news that there are prisoner call centers. If you call to order something or get something, a lot of times there are inmates that are actually answering the phones. I believe in rehabilitation for prisoners. I believe that they should have jobs. But these guys are in jail for a reason. I'm kind of, and women, and I'm scared to give them my credit card number. Should we be?
Well, yeah, again, you know, that's kind of a personal choice. I don't know how you're ever going to be able to identify folks, the unless you ask them on the phone, which seems a little off.
But, Wendy asks everybody, Jason, every phone call she gets.
Are you in prison right now?
Rude, but are you guys prisoners? the important thing to remember is that by using a credit card online, you're infinitely safer always than using some kind of debt card that's connected to your bank account, because there are a number of laws that protect the transaction when you use your credit card that don't apply to your ATM or debit card. So even in, you know, the worst case scenario, if you gave your credit card over to someone who then copied that number and used it elsewhere, you can always protest the charge. And there are strict laws that say the credit card company has to go then and do research. And those laws do not apply to debit cards. So we recommend never using debit cards online.
What if you have a debit card that is also a Visa or MasterCard? Because I have disputed charges on that, and they still will credit me.
Right. And in that case, you want to make sure that you either make it known that you're using the credit card portion of that card, right? Or select it. Many times when you put those cards in a reader or an ATM or a machine, it asks you, is it a debit card? Or
I always say
card?
No. I always say no. Yeah. And then it really? Acts like a, yeah, I never use my PIN number anywhere except an ATM.
Exactly. That's the smart way to go, and you're ahead of the game, because you can always dispute a charge with a credit card, and it becomes infinitely harder to try and dispute a charge with an ATM card.
All right, well, good to know. And there's something going on. People need to be prepared for a rise in sextortion scams. What is this?
Yeah, this one, and you know, all joking aside, this is pretty serious stuff, and it also can affect children. And it's something to be aware of, is that, you know, you never can tell who the person is you're talking to on the other end of a chat or some Skype call or some online interaction on social media. And there's been a rise of it's called, you know, digital blackmailing, online blackmailing or sextortion. And what happens is that, you know, you befriend someone. And someone can either then start, you know, ramping up the conversation, if you will, maybe send over inappropriate pictures or send over, start an inappropriate conversation, and folks can get caught up in the moment and maybe respond in like. And really what's happening, though, is someone's actually capturing these conversations or capturing these photos that are being sent back and forth, and then come back, reveal who they are, say they've got this information, and, you know, basically are asking for money. And it's become quite a serious problem.
All right. Everyone is going to start not using their computers anymore. Are laws being enacted to take care of these up-and-coming and new problems?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is something that's very high on the radar screen of both here at home with the FBI, but also overseas with Interpol and various other governments. This is something that's being taken very, very seriously, because as you can imagine, I mean, there's a financial impact, but, you know, these can be absolutely devastating to people on a very personal level.
Absolutely. Jason, really appreciate talking to you. You're always very helpful. We hope you have a great holiday season.
Yeah, you too, guys. Always a pleasure.
Jason Glassberg, co-founder of Casaba Security. Visit them online at CASABA.com. They can really help you out.